If there was a race Hawaii voters did not vote in this primary election, it would be that of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. More than 500,000 blank votes were tallied in OHA races this past Saturday, more than any other race on the ballot. For those who did vote, it was all about familiar names. Lanau Almirall is president of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs.
You know, the top vote getters are still incumbents, so there'll still be continuity, but maybe we'll get some young blood in too. That'd be good.
Much of the campaign rhetoric this season revolved around restoring trust to the state agency whose mission is to provide for the betterment of the condition of Native Hawaiians. That's why Almirall says she was shocked to see OHA trustees John Waihe'e IV, Lei Ahu'isa, and Rowena Akana with the most votes in the race for OHA's three at-large seats.
I was surprised, and everyone else that we talked to was surprised.
William Aila Jr., Deputy Director of the Department of Hawaiian Homelands, a recognizable political figure himself, came in fourth in the at-large race.
What it shows is, all of us candidates need to do a better job of getting our message out.
The top six vote-getters in the at-large race go on to the general. That includes Aila, former state legislator Faye Hanohano, Hawaiian Civic Club leader Brendan Kale'aina Lee, and the three incumbents. In the Oahu trustee race, Kalei Akaka, granddaughter of the late Senator Daniel Akaka, surprised everyone by finishing on top with 15.7% of the votes.
Because of the name recognition and legacy of Senator Akaka, I was not surprised.
Veteran government official Esther Kia'aina finished second, trailing Akaka by a little more than 5,000 votes.
Name recognition is important, but I think the fact that we fared well in the primary election reveals to me that our message of change for OHA has been received.
Kia'aina and Akaka will face off in the general election. Also on the ballot in November will be taro farmer and community leader Ke'eomoku Kapu, who looks to unseat Maui trustee Carmen Hulu Lindsay. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.